Good evening, Twitter. It's Deborah Campari here. Just following on from John Shafar's audio boo of Brighton Rock earlier this weekend. Here's part two. Against the rail near the Palace Pier and showed his face to the crowd as uncoiled endlessly past him, like a twisted piece of wire, two by two, each with an air of sober and determined gaiety. They had stood all the way from Victoria in crowded carriages. They would have to wait in queues for lunch. At midnight, half asleep, they would rock back in trams to the cramped streets and the closed pubs and the weary walk home. With immense labour and immense patience, they extricated from the long day the grain of pleasure. This sun, this music, the rattle of the miniature cars, the ghost train diving between the grinning skeletons under the Aquarium Promenade, the sticks of Brighton Rock, the paper sailors' caps. Nobody paid any attention to Hale. No one seemed to be carrying a messenger. He deposited one of his cards carefully on the top of a little basket and moved on, with his bitten nails and his inky fingers, alone. He only felt his loneliness after his third gin. Until then he despised the crowd, but afterwards he felt his kinship. He'd come out of the same streets, but he was condemned by his higher pay to pretend to want other things, and all the time the peers, the peep shows, pulled at his heart. He wanted to get back, but all he could do was to carry his sneer along the front, the badge of loneliness. Somewhere out of sight a woman was singing. When I came up from Brighton by the train, a rich Guinness voice, a voice from a public bar, Hale turned into the private saloon and watched her, big blown charms across two bars and through a glass partition. She wasn't old, somewhere in the late 30s or the early 40s, and she was only a little drunk in a friendly, accommodating way. You thought of sucking babies when you looked at her, but if she'd borne them, she hadn't let them pull her down. She took care of herself. Her lipstick told you that, the confidence of her big body. She was well covered, but she wasn't careless. She kept her lines, for those who cared for lines.